Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise, podcast number 137, on August 5th, 2016. Hey, so let me give you an update on the Patreon status. My first goal on Patreon was $250, and it was so that I could get everything I needed to get to start producing video shorts on YouTube that answer the regular questions that I get over and over and over again, so that some people are visual learners and they would rather watch me talking and hear it as opposed to read things. So I thought the video thing would be awesome. I have my own YouTube channel. And here's one of the things that happened is my birthday passed recently and my sister was incredibly generous and got me a laptop, she got me editing software, she got me a Bluetooth mouse, and a case to carry the laptop. So I'm styling. The only thing I need is the light boxes, and literally they are on their way right now. I just ordered them this morning. So I'm totally excited about all this because the YouTube videos are going to be awesome. And I noticed when I looked at other videos, the lighting and all that stuff, yeah, I definitely need the video editing software. The video that I made for Patreon actually is dark and kind of shadowy and the volume's not high enough, so I'm probably going to redo that at some point. But I'm all excited because, yeah, YouTube videos fucking rock. So here's the other thing that's happening on Patreon. I am up to $175 per month of my $250 first goal. And that all happened kind of recently with some big pledges. And wow, thank you all so much for your support. It means an awful lot to me. Because, you know, my dream is that my community helps to support me in this endeavor of spreading the word about pegging, so that my knowledge is, like, available to everyone everywhere. And your contributions really give me faith that this is going to happen. So I'm totally excited, really grateful, really appreciative, and you guys rock. So for this podcast today, moving right along here, I have another interview for you. I found Andrew on Reddit in the Reddit pegging group, and he had posted a story about his first time pegging. And he spoke about feeling really emotional and how it surprised him. Very few men talk about that, so I thought I'd see if he wanted to come on the show. I got lucky, and so did you, because he said yes. Enjoy. Welcome, Andrew. It's great to have you here.
Hi, it's great to be here.
I really appreciate you coming and talking with us. Part of the reason that I approached Andrew regarding an interview was because he posted this amazing first pegging experience on Reddit. And the way that he wrote it, the things that he wrote about just made me want him to talk to all of you people out there, all you listeners, about the experience. So that's what we're going to do. First, let me ask you, Andrew, some really basic questions. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Great. And married, single, relationship? What's happening?
Yeah, me and the girl from the post, me and her are dating. It's not like, we're not too like serious or not too casual. It's kind of just fun, but we are dating and, but we also, and it's kind of fun. We actually, I think we started dating because of pegging. That's kind of the funny part.
That's so cool.
Yeah. We were just talking as friends and, I'm not sure how it, I can't remember how it came up exactly. I think it's just like a lot of, just talking about a lot of things, and somehow she mentioned it, how she's never been able to find the guy who likes it. And then I just like told her about it. And then months later, we just started dating.
That's like match made in heaven. Normally, that's a dream of guys to have a woman come up and say, I really love to do this pegging thing, but I can't find a guy to do it with.
Totally. And it's funny. She's pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's actually had a ton of, it kind of worked out well. She has a ton of experience with, she actually pegged one guy before. She's also been playing a strap on. So it was like nice to be with someone who like knew what they were doing too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which made it like so much better and so much more fun.
Right. And your post had said that not only had she pegged a guy before, but because of being pansexual, she'd done a fair amount of strap on play with women as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so she had a lot of experience. How lovely to be in the hands of someone who had that much experience. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Her hips were just great.
I love that because when I teach in my class, I make everybody laugh when I say that because women don't know how to move their hips very well in the beginning. The learning curve is so steep. So you got somebody that already knew how to move. That's awesome. So she's pansexual. What's your sexual orientation?
I'm straight. Mm-hmm. Just totally straight. It's funny. I was actually in my family. My mom's a lesbian. I have transgender people in my family as well.
Wow.
We joke that I'm the cis straight white guy in the group. And then, but what they don't know is that I do have something different about me, but it's also something to talk about your family, obviously. So it's kind of, it feels like I'm not surprised,
mm-hmm.
but compared to the rest of my family, I'm the most like basic one.
Kind of the normal one, if you will.
Maybe. We don't use the word normal. It's more like control group.
Yeah.
And then deviate from there.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get interested in pegging?
Boy, so I can say that in high school, I experimented with myself and just fingers, and that was just painful, but I just kind of, like, my idea was I was very aware of, I had a lot of gay friends who were gay sex, and I just wanted to see what was up with that, but I'm not attracted to men, so.
Sure, you know. So when you had the gay friends and they were having lots of gay sex, would they talk about how good it felt?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've just been raised around a very accepting culture, and it's not so much they specifically, but it's more like I had straight friends who have sex and gay friends who have sex, and that's more that mindset of just kind of trying out everything and just getting to know, what you like. And I was just comfortable enough just to, see it for myself.
Mm-hmm. So they weren't specifically talking about when something was in their ass, it felt so good.
Yeah, no, it was not specific, though, that's for sure.
Okay.
But definitely, like, very open about being gay and,
sweet.
And being intimate. Not specifics, but in being intimate.
Ah, so you started self-experimenting.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't, and then eventually I had a girlfriend when I was 18. And she would actually put a dildo inside me.
Mm-hmm.
We were together first, so it was easy to talk to her. About those kind of things, and she put a dildo inside me, very few fingers, but not much more than that. And back then, it didn't really feel good, and more just kind of, I enjoyed the pain from it. I've always had a high pain tolerance,
I think
it has to have something to do with it, honestly.
Mm.
But wasn't until, and then eventually on my own, I experimented more and more. And then the girl I'm dating now, she actually gave, before we were dating, she actually gave me a strap on, gave me a dildo as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And before we started dating, and that thing was, seriously, it was great and hilarious too. And then she eventually used it on me, so it's kind of funny in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that the one she gave me was such, because she, are you familiar with Love Honey?
I am. It's a great company.
She gave me, and that thing was just way better than anything, because I'd use like cheap ones from Amazon and stuff. And
ooh,
really
she got you
good.
A good one.
Oh, yeah. And it was a suction cup, so I used the shower on the floor just everywhere.
Excellent.
And then we started dating, and it's the kind that could be also used in a harness, so she was able to use the same one I'd been used to.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have it in a harness, though, just that, you can just tell it's meant to be in that spot.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So with your current partner, when she mm-hmm. mentioned how she wasn't able to find anybody, when that conversation happened, how did that go down? I mean, did you just jump right in there and go, hey, I'll do that with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were sitting, she was working on art, and she was just going like, oh, yeah, I'm really into pegging, but no one else ever is. And I'm like, dude, it was pretty much, we're very much like the dude kind of relationship with each other.
Yeah.
Very much a tomboy. I've always kind of had to think we're tomboys, so it works out well.
Sweet.
And both of us were like, oh, and it was kind of just funny. And she was still dating someone else at the time, so that's why I didn't really rush into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then and it didn't work out, obviously. So when we started dating, not long after, and she was pretty straight, but we were both pretty. She was very straightforward. She actually asked me out. She texted me, which was kind of cool because I've always been very dominant. I like being submissive, but most women just prefer to be submissive.
Uh-huh.
So it was cool to have someone ask me out, and she just very directly told me over text, like, I really want to I'm also really interested in trying pegging if you are.
Oh, that's
Absolutely. So
sweet.
we've been just very just straightforward from the get-go. It's and she's 22, so I'm the same age. It's just been so much fun.
I just love the openness. I totally love it. So, how long did it take you from when you first became intimate to the point where you did the pegging, or did you just jump right in first
Actually,
time?
what's funny is we actually don't have very much PIV sex,
Okay.
penis and vagina. I'm not sure if your viewers are familiar with that term, but PIV sex. We actually she isn't she's not really into it, and it's at, on I discover we but we definitely pegged way before we even tried PIV. We were just both too excited to get we just got straight. I think with, I mean our first night together, she was already doing fingers and. 3 days late, I think it was like the third date. Yeah, it was the third day we
Third
first
date.
pegged.
So you definitely did
And
third time's the charm.
yeah, and
Definitely
that's
got that.
kind of why it felt like I think I mentioned it in my story if I remember correctly. It was like it felt like losing part of my virginity,
Yes.
and it was so cause I didn't expect that at all. With the third, because she texted me joking like, you know what third date means, and I
Ooh,
was
she said
totally
that.
excited. Oh yeah. She gets that over and over again. She was hilarious. It's hilarious, and we both just totally just loved it. And but yeah. And then when I was like laying back there, legs spread, it just, the amount of intimidation I felt was so sexy. Just being totally submissive to her, and she was just the one in control of the whole situation, which I just never had before. Because I'm just, I like being submissive, but like I said, most people just don't aren't in us. Like being
So,
like don't like being dominant.
was that the first time that you were really able to sink into your submissiveness as much as you wanted to?
Oh yeah, because I had the one I had the one girlfriend who did put like use dildos on me, but she didn't peg me, and it definitely wasn't the right angles, and was nowhere near the same. So this was definitely like a first pegging experience, and very quickly I could just I remember kind of covering my mouth a bit because it just like surprised me like how good it felt. And then it just felt like sex at that point, and then which was so neat. And it turned out to be like really emotional. Even like after, like even the end of it, I was just kind of like a part of me was just different, which was cool, but the surprise so surprising that really caught me off guard.
And that was one of the reasons that I approached you and wanted you to come and do an interview, because the emotional quotient is something that most men don't talk about, and for a whole lot of reasons. Society kind of hobbles men emotionally, and also men are not kind of they're sort of forbidden to express any kind of weakness, and unfortunately, weakness is too often conflated with vulnerability. And there's no denying that pegging is an incredibly vulnerable thing for a man, but there is absolutely an emotional thing that can happen sometimes when you're getting pegged, not just from the first time being so vulnerable, being so submissive, and that kind of thing, but an actual emotional reaction, tears even sometimes.
Oh, totally, totally with the tears.
Most men won't talk about it, and I think you're really blessed by your age because you're not hampered by so much of what society's been putting on men more my age.
Yeah, I definitely think I was fortunate enough to like. That's why I think it was worth mentioning that I was raised by lesbians. It was more about just being raised in a culture that was just acceptance with no there's no no what's the word for it. Unconditional love. That was the big one, and just growing up around it, and because we had tons of gay friends, lesbian, like older people too, and just seeing all of them, just 100% acceptance made, And I think the first time dating, actually, her mom's. It's funny, she actually has lesbian moms as well. It was just another weird coincidence between two of us,
That's
and so
awesome.
I think she had a same experience with that as well, and being able to be open with sexuality, not being ashamed of, who you are and what you like. And I think that's really important.
It so is, and that's something that your generation, I just have so much hope for letting go of all this shame, because that's a big part of my work is trying to get people to let go of shame. Whether it's about pegging or whether it's about many of the other desires that overlap sexually with anybody who is into pegging, be it the woman or the man or
Yeah.
whatever in between gender orientation you identify as.
And it's interesting because I even had a girlfriend in between the first one and this current person I'm dating. I had a girlfriend in the middle of that was serious, but yet she was much more conservative from the get-go. And I actually, in the whole time, we dated for about a year, and I actually never even told her about the pegging.
Wow.
So I've definitely found that it's not even just me. It depends on who I'm around and like who I really trust and who I really think would, be okay with that. So it's it and it's still taboo though. It should be a thing you should be able to tell any of your partners, but it definitely, wasn't for me at the time.
I totally agree. And there's a lot of people's from both sides of the fence, but especially the men asking me, how do I approach women on this? And I love the example that your girlfriend gave of just intensely direct, just sort of like, so I'm totally into this. So I'd really like to do this with you. I mean,
Totally.
that's so direct. It's really, really refreshing. So what kind of foreplay did you guys do? Let's talk about the first time. I want a blow by blow, so to speak.
Oh yeah. I remember all. I mean, for one, we're super into ass, just we both love just ass on it. She wants to try anal, but she's working up to it, so I just do my pinky.
And you
Lots of
mentioned
rimming.
rimming too, right?
So much rimming. We both, I mean, I can go for like I usually like hours with her and then back. We're both just very good about taking turns, and we both kind of like, I think what it is we both get off on, so something she said to me that made me helped with my issues with it. I felt very selfish also with pegging. I think that's a concern for men is that it's a kind of the selfish because you're not really. I mean, at least for me, I felt like I was worried that she's not getting anything from it. But she told me that she gets off on giving pleasure and not receiving any. And I get totally the same way. And then once she put it that way, I was like, oh, cool. So that's why we both just love oral play. We love rimming. She took me in the shower before it. And I, always please her first. And I like putting her in the just the most mistress possible if I can. And then so then she lifts and just lifts me up, spins me around, covers me with soap and cleans me off and then just spread my ass cheeks and just spread me and oh my God, she just knows what she's doing with her tongue. It's just so good. And then no one I've had a few girls rim me, but they have no idea what they're doing. So it's kind of just it feels cool, but didn't really n never has gotten me off, but she knows how to just get the right spots,
Sometimes I
really.
think it's all about enthusiasm. I mean, when I teach my
Oh,
classes
totally.
and I teach about foreplay, I say, it may or may not be your thing, but in my world, there's really nothing that can open up an ass quicker than a nice, warm, wet tongue because it just feels so incredible. So it's nice to hear you speak about it with as much passion as I feel.
Oh yeah. We just actually we had times where I just bury myself and I'll just jerk off from there. Just like and I'm really into suffocating like and I'm sure face writing. We do a lot of face writing with and some rope play even spanking both ways. We actually went camping one time and actually pegged in a tent and then she even spanked and then tied me up and spanked me in there. We just do everything we can.
Much
It's
to the
great.
audio delight of the other campers, huh?
We were lucky. Luckily, it wasn't. There weren't. There were like only three people there, so like good timing. Probably wouldn't have cared. We probably wouldn't have cared either way, to be honest. But
Sure. Okay, so back to that night, back to that
yeah.
or day, whenever it was.
So we finished. So she cleans me off, which I like. Cause I like feeling. Cause I'm already, I think a lot of guys are also self-conscious about, mess and stuff like that. And so she made
Sure.
it clear, don't worry about it. So took a lot of the pressure off. We made out on my bed for a bit, and she made sure to put the strap on first. That way, when she was ready to go after the foreplay, she'd just get right into it.
Nice.
And so then she rimmed me more on the bed. She leaned me back, had me on my back, had me pull my like, hold my legs backwards, and rid me just fully exposed. And I normally just feel so gross in that position, but with my body.
Wow.
But she's very she's just really good about like being encouraging during all of it. And yeah, and we really went to town, and then she went from her tongue to her fingers, and then two fingers just to get it ready. And she just knew not to just jump right in there. She knew to, ease into it. And then finally, she put a condom on a strap on too. That way it'd be easier to clean. Actually, we get the condoms that have ribbed edges on it. That way it feels even better.
Oh, because you like the increased sensation?
Oh, yeah. So in addition to just the tip, the dildo having its own, the curve on the end of it, like a penis would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get the condom so that way at the edges, that way around my rim, it's also being,
Right.
Satisfied as well, which is just mind-blowing how many things could be happening at once, which I had no clue. You always just saw the guy. I always felt so simple with my penis and just do one thing with it. It's over. But with my ass, I can just, there's so many more options and plugs. And
I love that description. I love it. Well, because there's so many similarities. Again, I teach in my class, the similarities between the G-spot and the prostate are just marked there. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah. Actually, she also used, when we went camping, well, we only used it once so far because it's a double-sided one. So she actually has a dildo that goes inside her and then the other side goes in me.
Got it.
And that way she actually does get pleasure from it. And that was also really cool. She doesn't like, it's a little, the dildo's a little thick, so she doesn't like going with it for too long, but it was still,
she use it with a harness?
Do that as well. That one, yeah, she doesn't need a harness for. The other ones, the one we normally use is a harness.
Yeah, that's unusual. Most women do need a harness with those doubles.
Yeah. I think she's just so experienced with that.
Yeah.
With that one. So, yeah. And then after, so she was pegging me like that. And then immediately I remember my face just felt like it's kind of like just flush. And I remember kind of covering my mouth and just trying not to moan because I was so embarrassed kind of, but
wow,
loving it. And then
you mentioned that there was some pain too, right?
Yeah, so much pain. And in the beginning of it, there was pain. I have a high pain tolerance, so I didn't really say anything, and I kind of just enjoyed it. And then she asked, and she was really good about asking if it was too hard, and she asked her to go harder. And next thing I knew, she was just going so hard, my head was actually banging against the wall. Which I actually enjoyed, honestly.
Yeah.
And I just immediately just felt like connect. It's more like just a feminine inside of me was just suddenly here. And but I was really just letting it happen and enjoying it, and not fighting it. And I think it is difficult for men too, because I think women are starting to embrace their masculinity, but I think men still have a little ways to go with embracing their feminine side. And then. But now that I have, it's so rewarding. So much. It's just so, I feel like I've been missing out. I feel like most guys are missing out. That's for sure.
And that's another really good reason why I do these interviews. It's just, I love hearing the first person account of, oh my God, I could have been doing this for,
Oh yeah.
Ever since I became sexual. And for many men much older than you, that's a sad statement. I mean, I'm like, unfortunately, the role model for the bad decision of waiting too long. So that's why I'm so intense about getting the word out there about how amazing this is. Because literally, longer than you have been alive, I have waited to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hit 50, I kind of went, okay, if not now, when? And it's been full steam ahead for the last 8 years. So it's been kind of wild. But I'm so happy that you found it at such a young age, but still you express that, feel like you've been missing out,
Oh yeah, totally. And I feel like my friends, so that's kind of the reason, I was kind of immediately, even with the person I'm dating, I have asked her to keep it on a down low.
Sure.
And I just was not. And then, but over the last so many, with like I said, with Deadpool coming out and more people talking about it, and people kind of being more honest, I tried that. And then I just mean, as soon as I get a whiff of they're okay with it, then I'm happy to step in and tell them all about it. But unfortunately, on the flip side, there are a ton of people who just, it's all people I tell who have ever argued with me, but I hear about it, people I won't tell, because as soon as they hear that, they just say, well, why don't you be gay? Why don't you just go date men? I don't get it. Why don't you just go be gay? And I just can't explain enough. I'm not attracted to men.
The area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated has absolutely no bearing on the gender you prefer to do the stimulating. People just don't get that.
Absolutely.
And sometimes women are even afraid that it's going to turn you gay.
Yeah, and it's just so not like that.
It's like if you believe that, then you believe that a lesbian woman who uses a strap-on on her lesbian lover is going to turn her straight.
Actually, that's actually that totally, totally. That's a really good way to put it. Because it's with her. That's the thing. It's with, it's the person you're with, not about, your what you're doing. It's who
Right.
you're attracting.
And
Nothing to
so if
do
you're
with that.
there with a man and a woman, it can never be gay. That's stupid. So
Yeah.
with the people that gave you those reactions occasionally of like, dude, why don't you just go be gay? So one of my questions was going to be, have you ever been thought of anything less than masculine, or have you ever had your
Oh,
masculinity
const oh, people
questioned?
think I'm gay constantly. That's just, but I think it's just more of my personality. And I don't know. I don't think it has much to do with pegging, actually. I think that's more just me. But I can say in my lifetime and experience, even as an adult, people really assume I'm gay for whatever reason. I'm really not. I mean, I know that if I wanted to experiment, I would have no problem of doing so. I've always, like I said, been raised in an accepting family,
Sure.
so I don't have any family, worry about like what they would think or anything if I wanted to do that. So I know if I was gay or wanted to experiment, I would have by
You would
now.
have by now, sure.
So.
So you sound like you're actually much more in touch with your femininity than a lot of men out there. So that's one of the reasons why they probably assume that you're gay.
Yeah, I definitely get. I think I definitely get that a lot, and that's okay. I mean, it doesn't really make me mad or bother me. It's just kind of what I'm not. I'm not trying to date dumb, so what do I care? but totally is like some kind of pressure with society and everything. And I think that's the problem, is people are afraid of what people think.
Well, they use you're gay as a negative. That's the thing that just fries me. It just makes me
Oh yeah.
angry. It's like I look forward to there being a day when, in your situation, and maybe you start talking about how, you really enjoyed pegging lately. Some guy goes, "Dude, why don't you just go be gay?" And to just laugh and say, "Maybe I will," because it's like, who cares? Who
Yeah.
cares who you sleep with? What is the problem?
I think for men too, there's also, I think one thing I've noticed just in my experience of, being a guy versus a girl is, if a woman typically goes off and experiments with another woman just once, and she does it and she'll leave and, besides, that wasn't for me, no one will question her sexuality or think, oh, she's definitely. But as soon as a guy even experiments with your fingers in the butthole, he's gay. He's gay. Gay. You're gay. And that's such a just just so such a dumb idea. It's just so dumb. It's such a waste.
And look what they're missing out on. Oh my
Yeah.
God.
Oh yeah. And now, if you want to go back to that night, I'm sorry. I have a mind that tends to kind of just is sporadic with the way I think. but in that night, the orgasm, I think, was the highlight of the whole thing.
Describe that for me.
So, after we finished standing, because she the first part of it was all, foot of the bed, she was standing up. But after we stopped for a bit, then she had me lay down, sideways, and she climbed on the bed with me. So we're both, able to, we're both on the bed now. Pulled up, had my legs go back again, but was able to. I was able to wrap my legs around her, which was also, I was not expecting to be able to even do, and that felt even more like sex for me, because I've seen, had that women wrap their legs around me during sex, so I was finally able to do the same. That's just, I've never done that. I was able to really kind of like control her if I wanted to, or I just feel her, just hold her. And she was able to actually climb over me, and we had eye contact, and I think that's another thing too, is that I had such a, like I didn't think the position would work. And it totally does, and it felt like a real intimate position. It didn't like it wasn't awkward in the positioning or anything. But once she started going, she took it nice and slow, lots of lube, and that's when the shaking started happening. my whole and that was really cool. First, I kind of just felt chills, and then my back, my arms just vibrated, my stomach vibrated, my hips vibrated, my legs vibrated, and then it just kept in these waves. Kept happening over and over and over again, and I didn't really come like full. I didn't ejaculate, but I definitely was like having a lot of like pre-cum the whole time. But yeah, just like constant, just and like I couldn't even control my moaning, like, which again makes me think of like the G spot and having still like a little control about your outburst. Now, like trying to hold my mouth, I put a pillow in. And she didn't care. She'd take it off, and
She was
no,
having
no,
none
no.
of that.
Oh yeah, no one was home, so I don't know why I cared so much. I was more just self-conscious, but she was totally supportive. And
So you had like body orgasm is what you had.
Body orgasm, totally.
And
But
it
I've
was a,
never even.
and it was a dry
I'm
one.
totally dry. I never even from coming just. You know, even rather on my own, off your vaginal sex, never as strong as that. Like it was, I never had my body just shake that way, and it wasn't even just once. It was just like I lost count,
And
like
so would you,
easily.
I think you described it on your Reddit post is that it came in waves. Is that correct?
And it came in waves. I meant the way it goes through my body in waves. So it was
Oh.
like it was repeating constantly. It was nonstop waves, if anything. That makes more sense. So it was just one after another, but in waves.
Yeah, some of the feedback that I got from a young man I had the pleasure of being with not too long ago was that we had been fucking for a while and he was face down and then I had him turn up, which is the same position that you mentioned. The intimacy was just really intense and he thought we were done and I said, "Oh, no, we're not done." And so he told me afterwards that in that moment he realized, oh, right, like this is this woman's passion. So I just better settle in for a long ride. And he consciously relaxed his entire body, just completely
Yeah,
relaxed it. And so what
that's
happened
the
because
best
of
way to
that
go.
is that the pleasure kept increasing until he got this pretty high level of pleasure that actually by his description felt like it was pre-orgasmic. It was like right before the orgasm and it just stayed there. And as long as I kept fucking him, he kept feeling that pleasure. And all he could kept saying
Totally.
over and over again was, "Oh my God, that feels so good." So
Yep.
yeah.
That's exactly how it felt. And
Wow.
then,
Your first time, dude.
yeah, totally. I mean, and for, 'cause it was definitely different than, 'cause like I said, I'd done dildos before, but this was like so different. So different. And I don't even like think about the dildo, the come before it anymore. Like that to me was like the first time easily. And then we've actually, it was great. And I was kind of like, I already, even up until it, I was really thinking like this would maybe be like a thing you'd try once and it'd be kind of kinky, like, ooh, that felt good. And that'd be kind of it. But I didn't think it turned into like constant. So we actually, like, every time we see each other, it's anal, just always, just
So every time you see each other, she fucks you.
pretty much. If we at least have time, if it's on the time, then we just do oral. We always do some. We're just constantly horny. We're both just total just
Typical
whores for each
20-year-old,
other.
absolutely.
We just nonstop. But if we have time to peg, we definitely peg. And since then, we've had a ton of different times. We had one time where I was able to come. I was jerking myself off during it. But I was able to come, and that was actually also really cool.
How did that
Coming
orgasm
out.
compare to the one that you described the first time where it was like the waves and the shaking in the body?
They were totally different. Both really awesome. Definitely, that was also like probably the best. Another one of the best orgasms I also ever had. But they were very different.
So the second one was more penis centric.
Totally. And both of them stopped. I stopped having like there was no pain. But both times, nope, there was no pain at all. It was just complete pleasure. The second time was just that actually came during it, was a really really neat as well. She's also I didn't come through it, but she also once used like a fleshlight on me while pegging me.
How
That
fun.
was pretty intense. We discussed possible having a three-way too. Haven't made much progress towards it. She's very busy at school, so we don't we meet up when we can.
A
But
male or female?
the female. And she's, yeah, we definitely would have a female, male, and and someone, but someone would also be into pegging too.
So if you had another harness and dildo, then the ladies could tag team peg you, right?
Absolutely.
You sound and pretty then, happy about that, Andrew.
Oh yeah. Or actually, I've always loved the idea of being able to fuck one person while being fucked in the ass. It's also
ooh,
would be
yeah.
cool as well. Just this.
That's
balance
my
of,
favorite.
You know,
I have not done that yet.
So I really want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wants to too, but we have yet, but again, finding the right person. So it took me and her, you know, however long to find each other. I don't know how I'm going to find a third person, but
nah, just keep looking. Just keep looking. So I think you already answered this question, or just, you know, the way that you and your girlfriend have been together has already answered this question, because what I was going to ask you is, if you could experience pegging as often as you wanted to, how often would that be?
Oh, daily. Daily.
Daily.
I'm a slut for, I actually do it on my own, even when she's not around.
Well, yeah. So do, you have, do you still have a dildo that has a suction cup?
Yeah, actually, it's cool. That's the one, it goes in the harness.
Right.
So I have the same dildo for when I'm by myself or if I'm with her, and that way I'm just so comfortable with it. I know it. I know how to use it. I know where it feels good. I know when it's the wrong way.
Sweet.
It's.
Do you know what brand it is?
It has a slight Love Honey. It's some Love Honey.
Oh, that's right. The Love Honey one. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
What kind of harness
and
do you
I
have?
Just, it's also from Love Honey. I don't know that I have. Actually, I have it right here. Actually, like, I keep it close.
Listen to you.
Oh, let's see here. And that's my old one. I have two. Actually, see, I bought my own strap on and then never used it with, you know, had no one to use it with. And then she had her own that was just way better than mine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Right by the bed. Here it is. Is there a name on it? No, there's no label on it. But I know
it's just
got
a Love Honey harness,
honey.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh.
I just went to their website
it's
the
actually,
other day.
It actually is made by Love Honey. It's actually, it's labeled as Love from Love Honey itself.
Right,
so it's
right,
actually
right.
from theirs. Yeah. They're, and, yeah, really good stuff. For, and she has her own toys from it that she likes. She has butt plugs and home vibrators and just the best quality I've ever seen.
Nice. Very sex toy friendly, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she has, I have a backpack full of lube and stuff and she has, and the toys, and she has her own box she brings over.
Mm-hmm.
You have handcuffs, nipple clamps, rope.
Is it always her tying you up, or do you go the other way?
Oh no, I tie her up all constantly, just probably equally as much.
Mm-hmm. How fun!
And then just lots of oil. She just prefers oil to PIV sex, actually.
A lot of women
do.
Which
is fine for me. Yeah, and it's fine for me. I like just burying my face and pussy, so that works out great for
mm-hmm.
me too. So, but yeah, definitely. And I even got for a birthday, I got her these, you know, arm and leg restraints that we can put across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely take turns using them on each other in different ways.
How do you decide that?
You know, it's kind of just random. We're funny. We'll just be sitting there and kind of, we'll be talking for a while outside and then get kind of quiet. And then she'll just look at me and just say, sit on my face. And then,
mm-hmm.
I'll look at her and say, sit on my face, or she'll look at me and say, I want you on your face. And then we just walk off and do it. We just never say no to each other.
So it sounds like, depending on who's the one sort of in control, happens organically, and that maybe even sometimes in the middle of it can change.
Oh yeah, Tom. Yeah, we switch pretty frequently, and when we're pegging, she's definitely in control. If I'm eating her out. It depends on who's tied up. That's the way it comes down to everything. So sometimes I'll be eating her out, I'll be tied up. I'll be eating her out, and she's tied up. So
that's a good measure.
We had one time, although the funny part, we had a time where she tied my cock up, which I didn't think I'd like, and I did like, apparently. She tied up around the balls and cock.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled on it.
Did she wrap up the shaft of it?
Your whole... No, just around, like, the same place you'd put a cock ring.
That's
she'd
a big
like, the rope
yeah, yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and just pulled on it. And then I actually had her tits and her whole arms all tied up behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on my, riding my face so she could pull my cock, and I was pulling on her tits. So we were both tied up. So I'm not even sure who was the dom or who was submissive in that one.
Who cares? They're just labels.
I think she was holding me down, so I guess she'd be the dom, but I don't know. It was, that's kind of just the fun part with us, is we're just,
mm-hmm.
Anything goes.
You are giving my listeners so many ideas. I love this. And
so.
I'm sure there's going to be a few people out there getting off on this too. It's totally awesome. So
good.
So what is the best part of the pegging experience for you?
You know, once when you get past the pain, that's when it gets really good. When you get past the pain, I think that's honestly, it was the feeling getting past it and then realizing, oh, fuck, this is good. This is so good.
So let's talk about the pain a little bit, because you mentioned the pain at the beginning, and I know that you definitely mentioned it in your post on Reddit, and I'm pretty intense about telling people that there shouldn't be pain. And
no.
Occasionally at one point in time, a man came up against me, and it was actually on Reddit, and he said, look, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and the kind of pain that I'm talking about is when she enters me a little bit too quickly, and so it hurts a little bit, but it's not a bad kind of pain. Sort of like when you're exercising and you're like, or somebody's even massaging and you're like, oh, that's a kind of a good pain. It's not a bad pain. And he said, I can tell the difference. And so my emphasis was, okay, great. That's awesome. You're experienced. You can tell the difference. But I don't want the newbies to be thinking that this involves pain. So you had mentioned you have a high pain threshold. Do you also enjoy a certain amount of pain?
Totally. Yep. I've had her whip me nipple clamps.
Right.
Like I said, I also like with her pulling rope around my cock and just pulling on it. When you do that, that's just complete pain. That has nothing to do with pleasure anymore.
Gotcha.
That's all about pain. I mean, but there's pleasure from pain, I think.
Absolutely. I understand that crossover.
And with her, I think the first time with like when it hurt, it usually hurts when it goes in. But I think that it's two big things. It's communication. That's the big one. You need to tell them. You'll know if it hurts too much. That's the, you just know the difference. You can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like the pain, then just, you should just say, slow down. And just slowing down is what makes it better. That's totally what it is. And more lube. Just so much lube. There's never enough lube. if you have to even ask, if you need more, you should just put more on it.
What lube do you guys use?
We have 5 different bottles of it, honestly. Like all different brands. We have one from Amazon, one from Love Honey, one from store, one from Target.
Got it.
So we have lots of lube, but we keep it nearby. We have different one scented, so if she's gonna rinse me after, she uses the scented one that way. It doesn't taste nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But there's ones that are like good in the shower, ones that aren't good in the shower.
You have them everywhere.
We do it everywhere we can. We're terrible.
Oh my god.
But the pain, yeah. So I think there can be pain. And like I said, when I also when it started hurting, it was because she was going so hard. But I kind of liked seeing her. Like I just never seen some. And she's also like half my. I'm really tall. And she's like really short.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to see someone like that be so dominant. So I was actually kind of getting turned on just by like watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was able to kind of just not worry about it. I didn't worry about pain. I didn't tell her I was in pain. She asked, I was okay, I told her to keep going.
So let me ask you a key question then. The next day, how did your ass feel?
It didn't hurt. I've had it hurt more from my own experimenting than it did from pegging.
Ah, got it.
It just, it really wasn't bad. You definitely have some, you definitely have diarrhea and stuff like that. It causes, actually, even the second time we did it, I got up and then fell over after because my stomach was so tight from, I don't know if
oh
it was
God.
From pegging or from the orgasms or what, but I fell over, like not, and I wasn't like, it was kind of fun. I was actually laughing pretty quickly, but it was more like involuntary, like contraction, if anything.
Uh-huh.
That's how it felt. So I had some weird stuff like that, but not much anymore. I don't have that anymore. And since then I've actually ridden her now. So she'll just lay down and I can just go up and down, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Which is really neat. And I'm actually learning that's actually even a little less known as a little less. From what I'm gathering, I don't see a lot. Like when I watch pegging porn too.
Uh-huh.
And it's always the man just laying down and not a lot of them when he's on top, but I think it's actually, I love being on top too, actually, when we're doing pegging.
Yeah, I call that cowboy. Do you face her or face away?
Both.
Everything. Andrew, you're the everything guy. Oh,
the answer is always everything.
I like it.
We're Lane, I felt one time I was like, I just felt lost in it, and she had to like pat me because I was apparently like suffocating her because I was just so like into it. I didn't realize I was laying on top of her, and she had to like tap out, and that was pretty funny. And then but it's good about like I can do it. I can ride her and do everything, or I can just lean forward and she can actually still be the, you know, the one in control, but from underneath. And that's also, that felt so cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many positions. That's the thing. There's so many positions with it. She's had me lay flat with my stomach down,
uh-huh.
and then gone that way. Now that one's also just like, that's like a massage in itself. And just, it feels different. That's the thing, doggy style versus on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally, it feels different, which I think even farther, you know, farther pushes the point of how it's so, the G spot's so similar to, you know, the P spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's just so many positions you can do to make it feel different.
You lay down flat over a couple of pillows, and the mm-hmm. delightful feel of having the naked body laying down on top of you. Oh, I love that.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and from both ways. And
so, what would you tell other men who are thinking about trying pegging, or perhaps ones where their partners have said, honey, I want you to listen to this podcast because this is something I want to try. And they're like, fuck, no, I'm exit only. No way. What would you tell those men? Not necessarily to convince them, because pegging isn't for everyone, but
totally,
you know,
I think a big part of it is, I think with anything with anal sex at all, you have to want to. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do it, you're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. The big one, I think people don't do, they don't get lube. They're just, and then what happens is you have one bad, you can't let one bad experience not like stop you. That's
yep.
the big thing. And a lot of people, they try it once without lube or just put a little spit on it. It's horrible. It hurt. It's just going to hurt the first time. But, and then you have to just take it slow. And, but what helped a lot was using condoms on pinkies. That's how I started, and that's how I recommend to anyone. If anyone I've talked to like online stuff like that, I always recommend starting off with condoms, pinky, and tons of lube.
Mm-hmm.
But the big one also is encouragement about accepting it might get messy. You might see some gross things.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're but as long as you're both just, because I think a lot of guys are so subconscious. I was, that's for sure. I still, even when she pulls out, I get like really afraid, and I try to find a towel quick to like cover anything. It's always fine. It's never been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always afraid it's going to be. I think guys are too. So that's a big one. You just need to be. But once you get past all those things and you accept, but then the best, but it's so rewarding, and that's why it's worth it. It's just these orgasms are so
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
And it's so different, and I always just, and it's just like, it's part of me, it's just this part that's been missing, and that's what, you know, I think that's what people need to, you know, so be okay with it. It's going to be a little tricky, but it's worth it.
So have you had another experience of feeling really emotional since that first time?
Oh, totally. I mean, because we've been dating, and the only reason we're not like that serious because she's just more focusing on school. So, but when we are around, it's stuff, and you know, school comes first. But when we are around each other, it's very, very intimate, very romantic, and it's very, and that's why, you know, and I like, there's lots of pegging porn out there, and so much of it, like, I like a lot of it, but then there's half of it that's very you know, angry always, and then, and it's just, you just don't need the slapping and the yelling the whole time.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be, it can be a cool kinky thing if you're into that,
mm-hmm.
but also can be really, you know, sweet, romantic, hissing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's how I like it.
So when I ask about emotional, one of the things that I'm curious about as well, because I had this experience in my G-spot, is the guy who introduced me to my G-spot. I mean, I fished around down there and didn't really find anything I was all that impressed with. And then he introduced me to it. And the very first time he really got in there and started stroking my G-spot, it felt good. It felt even better, and then even better. And then all of a sudden I was in tears. So I did some reading after that experience, and luckily it didn't really dissuade us from experimenting and exploring further. And, you know, not too long after that, he made me squirt. But emotional reactions are not all that unusual. So when I teach my class, I tell that story in a little bit greater detail, and I ask the women, you know, how many of you out there have experienced emotional reactions to G-spot stimulation? And usually about a third of the class and the women will raise their hands. And the thing is that it happens with guys sometimes too. So back to me asking you if it felt emotional, what it sounds like you're describing, even though I know these things are hard to define, is sort of intimacy, like the feeling that you're in love, kind of maybe, or just a real intense, intimate connection because you two are connected so well and you know, you with the vulnerability and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gotten close to the tears thing?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can say within the first, like, and that, like, when we just the very first time, within the first like 5 minutes of the first time,
mm-hmm.
when I covered my mouth, I think that's when I definitely felt like
you could tear up
tears. Yeah, I didn't, but I definitely know what you're talking about, and I
wow.
definitely did feel that.
Uh-huh.
And I can say afterwards, actually, even just like I was just by myself, and I even like drove home like. Kind of quiet, but just like I didn't put on the radio or anything. I kind of just like just was quiet to myself. I'm like, wow, part of myself is different. Okay, and she's also just a really cool person. We have a lot in common, so it's just been fun. So it was also just, you know,
nice.
Seeing her and we kissed the whole time and make we had a lot of eye contact and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet and but I definitely like and I went home and definitely even like I have dreams about it even about her
sweet.
Pegging me. So it's pretty obsessive.
So if you had to choose just one word to encapsulate the whole pegging experience, what would that be?
Oh, amazing. That's what I always tell people. Just
with
amazing.
An emphasis on the first syllable. Amazing. I like it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I so appreciate you coming and telling your story and doing this interview. I know it took you a little while to say yes. I approached you and finally called me back and said, okay, I'm ready to do this. So I can't tell you how thankful I am that you changed your mind or that you got there or whatever happened. It doesn't matter. Or that Deadpool came out, right?
I think it's not only and Deadpool is just a hero. He should have a parade and a holiday. But in addition to that, I think he started a conversation is what I like. I think that's what people are like, pegging's a thing. And they're like, and then, or it's more like, there's a word for it. And it's like, because people don't even know what the word, like you say the word pegging, even to gay men, you say the word pegging, they don't know what we're talking about.
It's true. Yeah.
And it's cool that I've actually, now I've been able to talk to gay, I have a neighbor who I'm friends with now, he's gay. And me and him have talked about pegging and gay sex. And it's like, cool, we can actually talk, like this is the dream, this is how straight people and gay people can have this like understanding of prostate stimulation.
And you both
and
know
so,
how good it feels.
So,
yes.
It's so cool, it's so progressive, I love
wow.
it.
Wow, that's so awesome. I mean, yeah, in terms of introducing the idea to someone, so have you seen Deadpool? How'd you like that pegging scene? You know, you could
yeah.
gauge their reaction right there.
I work in a movie theater, and we regularly just discuss and argue movies, and everyone talks about that pegging scene comes up no matter who you talk to about Deadpool with.
Of course.
That pegging scene always comes up, and people just love it. No, I haven't met anyone who, like, didn't like it or was mad about it or didn't get – everyone understood exactly what was happening, why it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that mindset that's really helped me to talk about it more with people and I'm finding that people are actually being a lot more accepting than I thought they would be, which is nice. Which is really nice.
That's excellent. Yeah, I'm going to send you the link to that interview with Ryan Reynolds.
I'll have to send that to the person I'm dating. She'd love to see that. She even took me to see Deadpool, and she didn't tell me about the scene. She had told me there's a part you're going to really like.
Uh-huh.
And we had to go see it, and she was just cracked. We were just dying when that part happened. she'd already seen it before. She took me to go see it. And like, just watch. What? Amazing montage.
Pay attention and, here with the montage of the sex things.
Yeah, and the international, and then we celebrate International Women's Day. She
yes,
came over and
yes,
gave
yes.
it to me.
Before I even knew, it took me a while to go see the movie. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I knew the pegging scene was in there because, you know, for obvious reasons, a whole bunch of people
yeah.
I was the one that everybody wanted to tell. Hey, there's a pegging scene in there. So I heard about it. I heard how they felt about it. I heard how they thought maybe they could have done it better. I heard all of this stuff before I ever went to see the movie. So it was no surprise.
I was really fine with when he hit him going out, stop, stop. I'm totally fine with that. I think that was partly
your experience, but you weren't protesting.
Totally. It's different than I definitely, like, my first time went a lot easier than that probably. But I totally think it's fine for the way they did that. I would love to see more films have more. I definitely, the TV show Weeds, they even touched on pegging for a little bit way back.
They do, I remember. They kind of had a funny thing about it.
Yeah, and I'd love to see more. Broad City had it. Normalization. Oh, yeah. Actually, that was one of the, me and her watched Broad City constantly. That was another episode we love.
They did a great job with it on Broad City.
Mm-hmm. They did a really good job with it, and I'd love to see more of that. And it's really cool to see that we're, you know, getting it out there and whatnot, because people are missing out.
Well, in case you didn't see it, I was actually on Nikki Glaser's Not Safe with Nikki Glaser, Comedy Central's, and she did a comedy show, and I was trying to teach a pegging class, and she was doing all kinds of jokes. It's an interesting thing to see. So yes, a little bit more national exposure on Comedy Central. It wasn't a fictional thing, but it was a wild ride.
I think the jokes around there are totally fine. I think it's good. I think humor is a good way to keep people talking. I think it's totally cool to see all that. Long as the jokes aren't anything to do with, you know, questioning or sexuality, the jokes are totally good to go. Yeah, long as they aren't shaming jokes, I think the jokes are awesome.
Yeah, it's good to be able to laugh about it. I know that when the clip of my appearance on that show went up on my Facebook page, I have a ton of sex educator friends on my Facebook page, and a couple of them got on there and got real judgmental and said, well, that is certainly not how I would be trying to teach someone, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, hello, it's a comedy show. Did you miss that part? Because I really only had so much control here.
Well, same thing with, you look at like John Oliver and Daily Show, and, you know, their approach to, you know, serious issues is through humor, and it gets people talking.
That's very true.
It's a good way to remember things, and also a good way to, I think what you joke about, you know, it's kind of a joke, but totally serious, with like lesbians, you know, they use a strap on, they aren't attracted to men.
Yes.
And I think that's a joke. That's totally the right message.
Yeah. So like Dan Savage says, he says, so there is no magic button inside a guy's ass that once touched and activated, all of a sudden a little gay fairy dust gets sprinkled on him and he prefers hairy, muscular bodies. It just doesn't happen. That's Dan's thing. I love that.
Totally, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I do agree that there's room to laugh. Sort of like when I mentioned to you, I picture a world where someone goes, dude, if you're going to do that, you might as well just be gay. And you're like, you know, maybe I might. Because that's just it. That's the humor.
Yeah. So, how
it shouldn't be all serious. It shouldn't be defensive and it shouldn't be shamey.
Yeah, just have fun.
So do you have any ideas on how we can encourage more women to indulge in this lovely pastime? I know you mentioned what you would tell men who are interested in it. What about women?
You know, that's the funny part. I feel like that's been a hard thing for me to even do, even in my own personal life. And like with the person I'm dating, you know, she brought it up first. And, you know, I mean, with her, she's a pretty very open feminist and open about sexuality. So I probably would have told her sooner or later if she hadn't said anything. But with most people I date, I just don't talk about it. And even if I do, they usually just say dumb things back, like, oh, you want to know what it's like to be a girl? Like, no, I'm still a guy. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know if I, that's a tough, that, I think that's hard for me to even approach. Cause I don't know how to, cause I think women just have a hard time understanding just as much as a lot of men do. Maybe even a harder time, if anything. And,
yeah, I was just seeing if you had the magic formula, you know, because I'm always looking for it.
I that's a good question. It's a really good question that I don't know if I have an answer to, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe the answer is Deadpool. Maybe it's more stuff like that, and more awareness, more openness, and that's the only way I can see it is.
Yeah, when it becomes more of a topic of normal conversation and it's not that big of a deal, then yes, I think it'll be much less taboo and people will be able to mention it, and that's when the conversations will start.
Yeah.
So I vote for more movies with more pegging, just in case anybody out there in the movie business is listening.
That makes two of us.
And lots more listeners out there.
Absolutely.
Voting for it as well. Lots of it in fan fiction, but, you know, not so much in the movies. Well, thank you, Andrew.
My pleasure.
Really, really appreciate you coming on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Oh, you too.
That was a fun interview to do, I have to say. I hope you all enjoyed it. I am hopeful to get Andrew's partner on and do an interview with her as well. That is indeed a possibility, so we'll see what we can do, because it's a rare treat to interview both sides of a relationship. Yay! You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcasts, my erotica, and the forum. You can also find my work at pegging101.com. That's an informational pegging articles only website with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, and you can find a sampling of those under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, check out my Facebook page if you want. If you order any sexy new toys from enticeme.com, use the coupon code RUBY for a whopping 20% off your purchase. And please remember that shipping is free for orders over $100. Send all your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too simple, too silly, or too strange. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw the questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.